instruments of import finance. Which are the instruments used in import finance? Import finance is facilitated through the various financial instruments that helps the importer to manage its working capital, then mitigate the risk and ensure the timely payment and support. These instruments are deployed at a different stage of the import transaction, from order placement to the receipt of the goods and settlement of the payment. Letter of credit. A letter of credit is one that most widely used instrument, okay, governed under UCP 600. It is used by the importer's bank, issuing bank in favor of overseas exporter. This provides the payment assurance subject to the presentation of compliant document. And this can be sight or it may be usance. Revocable and irrevocable LCs are the types, as well as confirmed LCs and unconfirmed LC, as well as back-to-back LC, transferable LC, and standby letter of credit. These are some of the forms or types of letter of credit. Regulatory perspective, RBI allows the LC issuing under FEMA, which is subject to adherence of the timelines and documentation, and it must comply with the import of the goods and services master directions. AD bank should monitor for the value cap, bill of entry filing, and EDPMS matching, that is IDPMS matching. Wherever word EDPMS under import section is mentioned, please correct it as IDPMS, Import Data Process Monitoring System matching. Bank guarantee. Bank guarantees are instruments where the bank guarantees payment and performance to third party on behalf of the importer. Types. Advance payment guarantees. The guarantees are different types. Advance payment guarantees for securing the exporter advance. Performance guarantee ensuring the importers fulfills the contract terms. Customs guarantee for deferred duty payment or the provisional clearance. ICC rule. Governed by URDG 758 for international enforceability. FEMA and RBI view about the international guarantee is that the guarantee for the trade must follow the RBI's direction, especially in related party transactions and cross-border guarantees. Documentary collection. In this method, the exporter ships the goods and submit the shipping document to their bank, which forwards them to the importer's bank. Document against payment. Payment is required before the release of document, and document against acceptance, where the document releases against the acceptance of usance bill. ICC rule is URC 522, and Indian compliance requires the FEMA compliance, as well as the importer must ensure DOE filing within the stipulated time and with the proper documentation and EDPMS matching, that is IDPMS matching. Trade credits, supplier's credit, buyer's credit. These are the external commercial borrowings. Trade credit, supplier's credit, and buyer's credit. These are considered under the external commercial borrowing. In supplier's credit, the overseas exporter offers the deferred payment terms. Buyer's credit, importers avail the short-term loan from the overseas lender to pay the exporter. RBI framework, trade credits up to 150 million per import transactions for oil, aircraft, and the capital import of the goods. Maturity is 6 months to 3 years depending upon the goods. All in cost ceiling should not exceed SOFR or ARR plus spread of rupee of 250 to 300 basis point. And this is always subject to change. Other conditions consist of must be routed through the AD category bank. Compliant lender must be formed. Lender must from the FATF compliant jurisdiction. Importer must submit the ECB form or TC. trade credits and other to the BOE matching timelines. Advance payment instruments. Importers may pay the suppliers in advance, especially when the supplier requires the funds to manufacture or ship the goods. Importer is for the capital goods with long lead time. Advance remittance is allowed up to $500,000 without bank guarantee. Higher amount required bank guarantee or standby letter of credit. An importer must receive the goods within 6 months of the submission of bill of entry. Now, bill of exchange. These are written orders. It is drawn by the exporter, requiring the importer to pay the specified amount on demand, that is site, or at future date, that is visance. So, features. It may consist bill of exchange. Features are, it is independently or under LCR collection arrangement. It is accepted bill of bills may be discounted by the exporter's bank. As far as Indian practice is concerned, AD banks handle the bill, retirement and remittances. RBI tracks the overdue visance bills through EDPMS, that is IDPMS. Import loan from Indian banks and the foreign currency. Import loans from Indian banks and foreign currency loans or INR loans. Indian importers may seek the rupee term loans for financing the duty, taxes or working capital. Foreign currency loan under FCNRB or EFC for paying the overseas suppliers. These are the source of the funds for making the finance, foreign currency finance to the importer by Indian banks. Loan must be for the permitted import items and the important and repayment must be aligned with the import payment timelines under FEMA. Customs bonded warehousing and the deferred duty instrument under the Indian Customs Act. Importers can store the goods in custom bonded warehouses and delay duty repayment, duty referred. Duty deferral facilitates the working capital relief. Custom duty bond or bank guarantee to secure the duty payable. Warehouse to warehouse LC for goods moved between the bonded locations. Risk management in import finance. Import finance, by its nature, involves the multiple stakeholders across the border and each bringing the specific type of risk. Effective risk management ensures the importers meet their contractual obligations while safeguarding their financial health, regulatory compliance, and the reputation. Let us understand the key risk in import finance, strategies to mitigate them, and relevant regulatory consideration under Indian and international framework. Types of risk and import finance. There are several risks, out of which a major risk are credit risk, that is risk of default by the importer, foreign exchange risk, that is adverse currency fluctuation risk, country and political risk, that is politically instable or sanctioned or payment restricted exporting countries, then compliance and regulatory risk, which is a violation of the FEMA or RBI or custom regulations by the importer, that is compliance risk. Operational risk consists of errors in documentation, logistic failure or process lapses. Fraud risk consists of risk which is forged document, phantom shipment or misrepresentation of the goods. Liquidity risk is the instability of the importers to arrange for the timely funds due to the cash flow mismatch. And customs transit risk is delay, damage or seizure of the goods during the custom clearance or transit. Risk mitigation technique. Use of structured financial instrument. Now, instrument which are used where the risk is mitigated is letter of credit, is a credit risk and the payment delay risk is mitigated. In bank guarantee, performance and default risk is mitigated. In documentary collection, the payment assurance risk will be mitigated. Forward contract, forex risk is there. And the insurance, maritime or credit, transit and non-payment risk will be mitigated. The governing rules as stated here is UCP 600, URDG 5758, URC 522, and FEMA and RBI directions and IRDAI as well as ECGC norms. Due diligence and KYC. Identify the overseas supplier through or via trade references, credit reports, supplier audit, KYC norms under the PMLA, FATF guidelines, and RBI master direction must be followed. Hedging instrument for forex risk, forward contract, currency options, swaps, ECB hedging guidelines, as per the RBI, all the medium long-term trade credits must be hedged if unhedged exposure is beyond limit. As far as insurance cover is concerned, marine insurance covers the loss and damage in transit. Import credit insurance covers the ECGC or private insurer may cover the default risk of suppliers. Customs risk cover is applicable and extended through the insurance for warehousing and in transit handling. Contractual clauses and Incoterms clearly define the terms of delivery, risk transfer, and the payment responsibility using the Incoterms 2020. These Incoterms may be like CIF, FOV, DGP, etc. We'll have a separate chapter on Incoterms also. Now, helps mitigates the risk and understanding and the legal disputes. Customs and transit risk mitigation. Use of clearing agents, verified CHA agent, that is custom house agents, licenses. Then engage the AEO, that is authorized economic operator, or that is certified importers, exporters for speedier clearance. Adherence to ICEGATE and EDI. Compliance monitoring is considering following RBI and FEMA provision for timely BOE filing, IDPMS reconciliation, and limits on advance remittances and trade credits. Use trade analytics and internal audit trails for continuous monitoring. Regulatory framework for the risk oversight, as far as the RBI guideline is concerned, FEMA and then master directions, which are considered for monitoring and processing of this data. FEMA compliance is FEMA, Foreign Exchange Management Act, rule number 5 of the FEMA, current account transaction rules, reporting DGFT via IEC for import under the restricted regulatory items. Customs rule. Bill of entry must be filed within 24 hours of arrival. Okay. Non-compliance leads to the penalties under Section 46 of Customs Act. ICD and SCCT protocol must be followed wherever it is applicable. ICC guideline is considering UCP 600, URC 522, and URDG 758. Role of technology in risk reduction. How technology reduces the risk. EDI, that is Electronic Data Interchange System, for real-time documents is verification. ICEGATE portal of Indian Customs EDI Gateway for custom clearance, blockchain-based trade finance, and AI-driven risk analytics by banks to detect the anomalies in transaction and monitor geopolitical events. This is summary of risk management in import, which covers. In first column, types of risk is given, primary mitigation tool, and governing authority is also given. Basically, what are the risks covered here is a credit risk, forex risk, compliance risk, operational fraud risk, and political country risk, transit risk. Here, primary mitigation tool under credit risk is a letter of credit or bank guarantee. In forex risk, it is hedging instrument or forward contract. In compliance risk, it is KYC norm or RBI reporting or BOE. Operational fraud risk is document scrutiny, automation, third party audits, political and country risk, ECGC cover, trade due diligence. And transit risk, it is marine insurance, verified logistics, and partners. Import finance process flow, LC based. A letter of credit is the most widely used instrument, right, in import finance, particularly high value and cross-border trade transactions. It assures the seller or exporter that the payment will be made by the buyer, importer, bank, provided the exporter complies with the terms and present specified in the document. Let us understand step-by-step process of an LC-based impact, import finance transactions, regulatory consideration, and inter-agency roles. Stakeholders in LC-based transactions. Who are the party and what is their role? Importer requests for the LC and obliged to pay. Issuing bank issues the LC on behalf of importer. Advising and confirming bank advises and confirms the LC. Exporter is the beneficiary who ships the goods and presents the document to receive the payment. Negotiating bank, which pays and negotiates the document under LC. And shipping company and insurer involves in transport and insurance of the goods. And custom authorities regulate the import clearance procedure. These are the stakeholders in LC-based import transaction. Now, step-by-step process flow, sale contracting is executed between two parties, that is, the importer and exporter sign the contract, detailing the goods, quantity, quality, then delivery times, as per the Incoterms 2020, payment terms, which is LC at site, usance, or document required also is mentioned here. Then LC application is made by the importer to his bank, that is issuing bank, to open the LC. It requires the document, sign the sales contract for pro forma invoice, IEC, that is importer-exporter code copy, board resolution if it is a company, KYC document, and margin money if required. Then RBI FMR norm states that LC can be opened only for a permissible import and tenure for the usance LC should not be should be equal to or less than 180 days extended under RBI guidelines for trade credits. Then LC issuance is a step 3. The issuing bank opens the LC via SWIFT MT-700 to the advising bank in exporter's country. The LC must comply with the UCP 600, Uniform Customs Product, Uniform Customs and Practice for Documented Credit. LC should include description of the goods, amount, currency, expiry date, document required, then Incoterms, port details, payment terms, then LC advising and shipment. When the LC is issued, it will go to the advising bank. The advising bank is the bank in the exporter's country, supplier's country, and this bank authenticates and forwards the LC to the exporter. That process is called as advising. The exporter then ships the goods, obtains the transport document, and prepares all the required document under the LC terms. Thereafter, these documents will be remitted. These documents which exporter has submitted, these documents to the negotiating bank or advising bank. If all the documents are in order as per the LC terms, the bank negotiates and pays to the exporter. Thereafter, process comes the document forwarding to the issuing bank. The negotiating bank forwards the documents to the issuing bank. Thereafter, issuing bank scrutinizes the documents under the UCP 600 Article 14 within 5 working days of the examine, within 5 working days after submission. And step 7 is the payment by the importer. When the documents are found compliant, for site LC, importer has to make payment immediately. And for usance LC, importer has to make the payment due on maturity date. Issuing bank releases the document to the importer for custom clearance of goods. Custom clearance. The custom importer files the bill of entry with the Indian customs via ICEGATE portal. And then thereafter, documents required are invoice, packing list, bill of lading, certificate of origin, insurance, importer's KYC or IEC code, and payment of the custom duty, GST under relevant HS code, and goods are cleared for domestic use. Now, settlement and the compliance. Import payments is reported in EDPMS, not EDPMS, it is IDPMS. I will try to correct EDPMS into IDPMS. But if at all you will receive the PPT as it is, then please ensure that in import it is not an EDPMS, it is IDPMS. Import Data Processing and Monitoring System. Alright? Then LC payment to be completed within 6 months unless trade credit is availed. Delayed payment may require RBI approval. Use of foreign exchange is genuine. Adherence to the sectoral importance and adherence to the sectoral import policies. Now, key regulatory guidelines are covered under RBI master direction. It is repetition, FEMA, UCP 600, Indian Customs Act and DGFT. The process flow, the diagrammatic process flow, you please go through. Number is given 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and it is explained in earlier slides. So it is easy to understand the basic letter of credit transaction by looking at this particular picture. Recent development consists of import finance environment in India has witnessed the significant regulatory, procedural and technological changes. And these changes we need to, these changes which has happened, we need to list or jot down. That is, and these are, one is a revised trade credit framework, RBI revised framework for trade credits under the FEMA was updated through the master direction on external commercial borrowing, trade credits and structured obligation. The key features are the eligible borrower, all entities eligible to import as per the foreign trade policy. A recognized lender should be an overseas supplier, bank or financial institution. Minimum average maturity should be 6 months for all the trade credits which are used, which are credits and the USD 20 million. All in cost selling is benchmark rate plus 250 basis point. Currency is the trade credit allowed in freely convertible currencies and INR under the specific conditions. Reporting is mandatory to the RBI via AD banks through the form TC and EDPMS. Breakdown and repayment must be routed through the designated AD bank only. Digitalization and import process through the ICEGATE, e-Sanchit. Indian Customs has advanced its digital infrastructure to ensure faster import clearance. ICEGATE, Indian Customs EDI gateway now integrates the bill of entry, duty payment, and IGST settlement. eSanchit enables the paperless document submission, and importers can upload the LC invoice and packing list, insurance, etc., and reduces the physical interface with the custom officials. This digital shift is aligned with the faceless assessment and Durant Customs initiative under CBIC. Integration of EDPMS and IDPMS for monitoring. Export Data Processing and Monitoring System EDPMS and Import Data Processing and Monitoring System IDPMS are integrated platforms used by RBI and AD banks to track the foreign currency inflow and outflow. Bank must match the import payment with BOE within 6 months. Mismatch beyond these timelines can lead to the negative marking of the bank audits. Potentially, inquiry from the RBI or FIUIND, Financial Intelligence Unit, in India, this is a potential inquiry may receive from them. Regular reconciliation between shipping document, customs records, and the banking transaction is now mandatory. Regulatory relaxation for priority sectors. Automobile and semiconductor importers, defense and capital equipment imports are allowed under liberalized norms. Increase the usage of fintech and blockchain. In that, the importers and the banks are increasingly leveraging fintech platforms and blockchain-based trade finance solutions, which may consist of platforms like Contour or TradeLens are piloting in India. Digital LC issuance and e-bill of lading. Several Indian banks have joined the blockchain trade consortia for faster and fraud-resistant trade finance. Inward remittance control and the KYC reinforcement. Due to the concern over the trade-based money laundering, that is TBML, the following controls have been reinforced, which enhanced the due diligence, EDD, for high-value import transactions. KYC update is mandatory for frequent importers. Importers from FATF, grey-listed countries, and cross-validation is with GST and ICEGATE data is encouraged. Impact of geopolitical factors and currency risk hedging. This is the rising geopolitical uncertainty like Russia-Ukraine war, Red Sea disruption. This has led to increased insurance and freight cost, preference for shorter tenure of LC. RBI has promoted the FX risk management system through the greater access to the forward contract and hedging mechanism for import liabilities in volatile currency regime. Import restriction and licensing adjustment. DGFT notification 2023-24 have introduced mandatory BIS certification for several imported goods like electronic, chemicals, etc. and import monitoring system, that is IMS, for select commodity like coal, copper and pharmaceuticals. Therefore, licensing requirement is reintroduced for the imports from the specific countries like China under National Security Review. Customs tariff reform and the green channel clearance. India has rationalized its custom duties under the Union Budget 2024-25 for promoting to make in India. Certain importers are new eligible for green channel clearance. No physical inspection, automatic duty calculation, applicable to the compliant importers with AEO, that is authorized economic operators status. Future outlook is in area like digital AC platform, where likely development would be ubiquitous usage across the Indian banks. EDI and API integration between RBI, DGFT, GSTN and customs. E-invoicing for imports under the evaluation of the GST purpose, and green finance integration for the import finance linked with the ESG goal. Trade finance ecosystem supporting imports. The trade finance ecosystem for import in India comprises a robust network of financial institutions, regulatory bodies, digital platform, and international framework that facilitate the smooth movement of the goods and payment across the border. This integration ecosystem ensures timely access to the fund, compliance with the regulations, and management of the credit and operational risk associated with import transactions. Key institutional participants in the ecosystem consist of, I will not go into their role, but I will only name the stakeholders. You can read the role of that particular stakeholder against that. So importers, then commercial banks, AD category banks, foreign suppliers and lenders, export credit agencies, insurance providers, shipping logistic agencies, custom brokers or CHA agents, and credit rating agencies. Their roles is defined against their name. Please go through that. Then regulatory and policy authorities, again, the RBI, Director General of Foreign Trade, that is DGFT, then Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, then Ministry of Finance, Finance and Intelligence Unit, that is Financial Intelligence Unit, that is FIUIND, then SEBI and IRDI. SEBI means Stock Exchange Board of India, Securities and Exchange Board of India, and IRDAI means Insurance Regulatory Development Authority of India. And finally, the International Organization and ICCBIS. Their role and key contribution in development of this import finance, you can read it against their names. And remember, this is already discussed. That is why I am not going to repeat this. Now, core trade finance instruments used for imports. Repeatedly we have given, but it is tabulated here. That is, trade finance instrument used for import consists of, number one, letter of credit, bank guarantee, trade credit, that is buyer's credit or supplier's credit, import bill under collection, DA bills or acceptance bill or DP terms, advance payment, and factoring and forfeiting. These are number of times we have discussed during our discussion here. That is why I am not repeating it once again. Then technology platform enabling the import finance. Indian import trade ecosystem has adapted to suit a digitalized platforms and took an enhanced transparency, processing speed, and regulatory reporting. These systems are ICEGATE, that is Indian Customs EDI Gateway, then eSanchit, which just now we have discussed about that, IDPMS, that is Import Data Process Monitoring System, EDPMS, Export Data Process Monitoring System, SWIFT is a measuring for LC bills, and blockchain is a digital platform, and their functions are explained in this table alongside of that particular system that you may please go through, which is already explained to you. Then customs and compliance ecosystem. Bill of entry and the custom duty IGST are very important in custom process. The customs process is integral part of the import financing chain. Therefore, ensuring the timely clearance and duty payment is critical. So, bill of entry, it is a core document required for the clearance of the goods and availing the import finance. Number one. Number two, custom duty and IGST. must be paid before the goods clearance and importers can claim the input tax credit, that is ITC. Then faceless assessment. This is introduced for objective and a faster clearance of the imports and the import licensing. Certain items require licenses, registration, maybe, for example, restricted or prohibited goods. Then BIS and legal materiology. Quality certification requires for several import under Indian law. Integration with international norms. Now UCP 600, URC 522, ISBP 745 and Incoterm 2020. These are also already explained. These are in Indian context, how it is used, that has also been explained to you. Please go through this. Then financing support institutions. Which institutes support the import finance? It is already discussed just now that Exim Bank of India, SIDBI or NABARD, ECGC for banks, then International DFI, Discount and Financing House. These their role is again defined here. For Exim Bank, while mainly export focused, and it also facilitates the import of the capital goods under buyer's credit. SIDBI and NABARD are offering the indirect support through the refinancing, offering refinancing facility to MSME. And the ECGC is offering various types of support to Indian import, to Indian banks and Indian importers. And International DFI provides the import finance lines to Indian banks under the trade facilitation program. Now, sustainability and ESG linked trade finance. Environmental, social and the governance goals as well as sustainability is very important as far as the import transactions are concerned. Green trade finance for sustainable import and the solar panel clean technology, ESG based credit assessment becoming part of the LC or credit approval process. This is a summary table of the trade finance ecosystem, that is bank, lender, regulator, platform. Everything is clubbed together in this chart. Thank you very much for having completed this discussion on import finance. Thank you very much.